We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everyone is going to build their self-esteem around something. And being able to identify what you build your self-esteem around is critical. Once you identify what it is that you're proud of that makes you feel good about who you are, you need to ask yourself one very simple question. Does that move me towards my goals or not?
And I run after what I think I want. My days are a furnace of distress and anxiety. If I sit in my own place of patience, what I need flows to me. And without any pain.
In a way, we're still all looking for our identity. You know, you might know that you're British, you might know that you're Haitian, but who am I, though, you know, amongst that? Who am I among beyond my social class?
Fundamental illusion is because we have been told that we need to become someone in order to feel worthy. We have to discover who it is we are, that this journey is to do more, become more, achieve more, perfect more. All of it is a lie. It's part of the capitalism. When you realize that we have been living in this bubble, it's a bubble. When you realize that this dimension is predicated on fear.
People who want their idea to be the right idea without regard for whether or not it moves everybody towards the stated goal, those are people who have built their self-esteem around the fragile desire to be right, to be smart, to be better, right? And it is super fragile, because as soon as you encounter somebody better, smarter, faster, stronger, instead of learning from them, being inspired by them, they're diminishing you, because you're comparing yourself to them in a really ignorant way that doesn't move you towards your goal.
And a lot of times what you're really good at is right in front of you. What you're really great at is right in front of you. And to recognize that your calling and your purpose can change. That it can change. You have a long lifetime. It's not going to be the same calling the whole time. And so allow yourself to evolve. Allow your purpose to evolve. What's that thing you do effortlessly that you give no credit to?
The driving force behind that type of attitude, at least it was for me, was fear and anger. Anger that I want to prove myself. We're there, we're anger, we have something to prove. There's fear that you're not going to make it, that you're not going to be somebody, that you're not going to be able to take care of the people you love. And with that comes the arrogance, at least for me, came the arrogance of, nothing's going to stop me, I can do anything.
Could it be as that the suffering that we go through, someone who cheats on us, or someone who steals from us, or a business failure, or a broken heart, or someone who is unkind to us, is, in fact, an element that our soul wanted us to experience, so we discover our gift that we are meant to bring to the world.
What would you be reading about, even in neutral? What would you be doing if you didn't need to do it? What's that thing you turn to for pleasure when you've got free time? That's the thing that you should be doing.
A lot of times, your gift and your purpose, you've discounted it, either because someone else discounted it, or what's more common is you don't know how to monetize it. And sometimes the greatest gift you have to give is not for fee, it's for free.
Because we are living under a cloud of the same delusion. Now, there's no harm in living under the cloud. The harm comes in thinking that that's the right way to be, and that's where the toxicity starts. When we give to our next generation our way to be, we can see how we've been set up to be anxious, to be a generation of great anxiety, because we have been set up on categorical duality. All of our life is predicated on labels, judgments, a way to be, good and bad.
People are truly passionate about what they do. You just get a chemical rush. You get the energy. You become more resourceful. When someone who doesn't have passion, because they don't really want to be there anyway, they will give up way easier because they're not having a good time. It's not in them. Don't try to change the world unless you seek change the way a man whose head is on fire seeks a pond.
When meaning is given to suffering.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It ceases to become suffering. So I want you to pay attention to this idea. Very often when we find our values, the fascinating thing that happens is the pain that we once were attached to in the past disappears.
I say most people can see, but not everyone has vision. What that means to me is if you have a desire to be successful, you better be just as in love with failure. Like, I love failing. I just wake up every day to see how many times I can fail. Yeah, I have no problem with it because failure will introduce you to success. You got a lot of people who are afraid to fail. You know, some days we have to wake up and put out fires before we can even get to the brick.
Once you have perception about something, something happened, it definitely informs your view of the world. And now you are the director, not only of that story, but you are the director. You are the only one in control of how you want to maneuver that story. Your story sometimes has a lot of layers and depths to it. For some of you, some of those layers and emotions and emotional baggage is still there to process. That's yours to process.
And it's my job to give the world the best example of how I like to be treated. Celebrate yourself, forgive yourself, cut the shackles, and then commit to yourself before you commit to anyone else.
Money is less and less motivating the more and more you get of it. Missions, on the other hand, the closer and closer you get to making it real, the more momentum you have behind accomplishing your mission, the more energy you have, the more people you can attract to your mission. And it just keeps going, and it's a virtuous cycle.
Because life as we know it is life as we know it. So if life becomes life as we don't know it, there's great fear. So as long as we never pull, question, look under the rug, look behind the corners, look beneath the shadows, we will not awaken. To awaken means to look and see things as they really are, to see the source of where how you believe has come to be. Dare to go behind and beyond the matrix.
I honestly believe that if people are not calling you crazy, your dream isn't big enough.
I have nothing to prove. I have nothing to protect. I have nothing to hide. And I have nothing to defend. That your perception of me, after I tell my truth, is actually none of my business. My perception of me, that I go to bed as whole and complete as I woke up. Before I check how many likes I have on Facebook, that I like me first, and every other like is bonus.
If you've got the guts to be you, somewhere deep inside that person, even if they show you nothing but hate, they respect you so much because they're afraid to be themselves, but they want to be so desperately. So if you ever wonder why, the people who attack you most aggressively are the people who see in you something that they can't have.
So your pain is often the breadcrumbs to your values, and those values become the guiding light for your purpose on the planet. Because what often happens is that the pain gives us a glimpse of what we want to heal and fix in the world, so that other generations and other people we love do not have to experience that pain.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.